You never know where life is gonna take you. Just when you think you have a handle on its twists and turns, suddenly unexpected detours open up that bring you along courses you'd never dreamt of. And that's how it was with me, Darby the Guinea Pig, as I once again returned to the frontiers between the worlds in The Adventures of a Space-Traveling Guinea Pig. And, his friends, of course.
The Blue Tower Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 8.
Our story began in the newly named Things Are Looking Up for All the Animals Once Again Land, as I, Darby the Guinea Pig, was overseeing the progress of our latest efforts to bring peace and stability.
There, we finally settled on the rules for the field hockey tournament between the mammals and the reptiles.
Terrific! I think our peace and stability efforts are going really well. Now, is there anything else to discuss today?
There's just the issue of our next name change. I have never been satisfied with the poetic meter of Things Are Looking Up for All the Animals Once Again Land, and I have prepared a list of suggestions.
Is that really necessary? We only made the last name change a week ago. It seems we are wasting a lot of time with all
necessary? This... Necessary? Of course it is! Why, if we stop changing our name at least once a fortnight, it'll make our whole world static and lifeless. I've explained this to you before, Darby.
Hey, Darby, there's a signal in the radio room that you need to hear.
Sure thing, Wombat. Okay, guys, I'll be back later. Let me know what you come up with.
Certainly. Okay, my first suggestion is turtles are far better at field hockey than you'd expect,
Lan. It came through half an hour ago. Have a listen.
Meow, 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 meow.
It's a cat.
Meow, 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 meow.
Is that
meow, meow.
Kitten Kamala?
Meow, meow.
Kitten Kamala, what are you doing? Stop speaking cat.
Ellen.
Sorry.
I'll do it. Hello, is anyone out there? This is the Johanna calling.
The Johanna?
We had an engine malfunction and we are crash landing on some sort of snowy frozen world. We need help.
I'm afraid that's it. That's all the signal we got.
They're in trouble. Can you guys figure out where that signal came from?
We've traced it, Darby. It came from one of the most dangerous worlds ever, Penguin Land.
And meanwhile, unbeknownst to me, far away on Penguin Land.
Hey, Rocco! This is really weird! This whole big ship thing looks, empty or something. I don't get it. How could it crash here if nobody's flying it?
It's a mystery, Latino. Keep looking around for any valuables. Or Vittorio will pluck our feathers for wasting his time.
Wow, those are the meanest looking penguins I've ever seen.
Decrease your volume, Goldie the semi-imaginary stuffed feline. Or those imposing flightless aquatic waterfowl may find us.
If we wait around too long in these closets, they'll find us anyway.
Hey, Rocco. I keep bumping my head on this shelf. It hurts.
Try ducking your head then.
Or maybe not. Hopefully, Kitten Kamala will be back here with help soon from the penguin cops or whatever. I hope I was right to send her by herself.
Well, she probably is the fastest of us. Faster than me, anyway.
Hey, Rocco! Look what I found! Some sort of strange robot rabbit with only one ear and no tail!
No. I am just a perfectly ordinary toaster of no particular value. And these two are just figments of your imagination, which is desperately looking for a bit of color in your cold, frozen world.
I don't think so. I think you're an advanced piece of robot technology, which might fetch a lot of fish on the open market, you hear me? Take it, boys! And it's friends too, imaginary or not.
Oh, sorry, Alan. My skills at bluffing are in desperate need of development.
You guys is a weird group, but whatever. Vittorio is in his steam bath. Let's get them there and let him sort them out.
Meanwhile, I'd had a difficult time finding my way off-world, but eventually managed to hitch a ride with a passing intergalactic fruit freighter being flown by a surly old chicken. Thanks for the lift, Mr. What's your name again?
Gadfly. Gadfly McChicken. Are you gonna keep on yapping like that for the entire journey?
No, not necessarily. I'm just grateful you picked me up, as getting from world to world when you're in a hurry is not so simple.
And that's no surprise when you consider what a noisy prospect picking up hitchhikers can be. Now, are you going to keep quiet, or do I have to stuff my ears full of crazy glue in order to have a moment's peace around here?
Again, no.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. but I'll even be more glad to not hear it, if you know what I mean. Whoa!
What was that?
The lunatic in that flying saucer nearly ran us into an asteroid. Hey, attention, you spaceways hog. What do you think you're doing? Have you got eyes? Is your brain the size of a walnut?
Input not understood. Apologies for poor piloting. I have not had opportunity to refine my rudimentary skills.
Hey, is someone there?
Skills.
I need help.
Stop it. Stop.
Trace this ship's transponder code. 16501.
Turn off that radio.
16501.
Apologies for meaningless communication.
Well, that was strange. Should we turn around and go after them?
Turn around? Not a chance. He's as likely to be that dread space highwayman Pinocchio as anyone else. And I have 16 gross of boysenberries that need to get to the Interstellar Roadhouse before the next express heads off to Herbivore Land. You can get off there and figure out your next step before your constant chatterboxing causes my ears to turn into pudding. I hope that's okay, because you can take it or leave it.
Meanwhile, Kitten Kamala was racing through the snow as fast as her little kitten legs would take her.
So cold. Oh, where can I find help in a place like this? What's that? An igloo? Looks pretty fancy. Hello? Hello? Anyone there?
Why, hello! Oh, you cute little kitten. What are you doing outside on a dreadful evening like this? Oh, come in. Come in, you poor thing.
Gee, thanks.
Here, dry yourself off by the open fire and lie down on the genuine cashmere rug. I'm Lucinda, Lucinda the Penguin. Would you like a cup of imported cocoa in an antique mug?
Sounds great. Wow, you sure have a fancy place here.
Oh, thank you. It's easy to let those things slip, isn't it? But one must always be oneself, my dear old auntie used to say. As she played classical music on the grand piano in the drawing room. Now, my little Felis Silvestris Kittycaticus, what can I do for you?
Well, my friends are in trouble from some thuggish penguins who are overrunning our crashed ship. We need help.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I'm not sure what to do about that. It's just me here.
Well, is there anyone that we could call for help?
No, not really. I do have a radio. Here. I'm not sure how well it works, but it's not heavy and it is hot pink.
But what good is that if there's no one to call?
Well, no use fretting. Let's go have a look at this ship of yours. We can try to think of something along the way.
And meanwhile, I was at the Interstellar Roadhouse. I had just traded the last of my valuables for an old space speedster from a family of friendly gerbils.
Well, your offer is a bit low, but I guess we'll take it.
Thanks, Mr. Gerbil. I'm sorry I can't give you more. I had to leave home in a hurry, and this is all the grassy pellets I could muster up.
Well, no apologies necessary, Dobby. We don't need this old speedster anymore. We have to have something bigger, now that we have little Bubsy Bubsy here and our family is complete.
I understand. You have a beautiful baby.
Ow! Cute Gerbil.
No, no, Bubsy Bubsy. Let go of the nice guinea pig's ears. Oh, well, she's a handful, but such a joy. Isn't that right, dearie?
Yes, that's right. I'm living the gerbil dream now. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. Though, I will miss the speedster. If you double pump the fuel and throw her straight into third, you can go from 0 to 400,000 in less than 2 seconds.
Now you have a safe journey, and watch out for the dread space highwayman Pinocchio. That fiendish scoundrel has been up to no good.
So I've heard. I'll be careful. Thanks.
Bye-bye, guinea pig.
And as I was navigating the friendly skies, my friends were having even more difficulty with unsavory characters back on Penguin Land.
Ow! Don't push me, I'm going!
I'm sorry about what they did to you, F-23.
No matter, Goldie. As a robot, I do not experience the primitive organic emotions, so I am not shamed at now having to be known as F-23, the robot rabbit with no ears and no tail.
Keep moving, you weirdo, or we'll start on your legs next.
Okay, we're here. Hey, Vittorio, sorry to interrupt your steam bath, but I got something to show you.
Well, Rocco, what is it now? I hope this is better than that big slab of junk you found last time.
Yeah, it's these creatures, Vittorio, who crashed here nearby. I thought you might want to have a look. Maybe this strange, no-ear, no-tail robot rabbit is valuable. you know, advanced technology and stuff.
Well, if we had the time to study him, sure. But with the Federico gang stepping up their activities, he might be more useful in the ice mines. It's all about snowball production, you know, Rocco.
Good thinking, Vittorio.
I know. Now, let's have a look here at these strange creatures who have come into my territory without consulting me or asking for my permission.
We're just explorers. We were caught in a trap set by our old enemy, the fox, which sucked us into the dream of a little girl.
They meant Johanna's dream, but we all escaped together.
We wound up in another time.
The fox tried to put everyone asleep.
And then he kidnapped our leader.
Enough! This is the most ridiculous story I have ever heard. Rocco, you have once again shown yourself to be a grade-A putz, bringing obvious spies right here into the heart of my, inner sanctum.
Oh, man, sorry, Vittorio, I ain't meaning nothing.
Now I want all three of these jokers in the mines, digging out ice for our snowballs. You got that, Rocco? Or do I have to give you the, fish slap of shame?
But this is absurd. Is there no higher authority we could appeal to?
Not on Penguin Land, there isn't. Here the gang chiefs rule. And in this territory, Vittorio is the chief. Now get moving!
Meanwhile, I was in my new speedster, making very good time to Penguin Land. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a sinister-looking vessel showed up alongside me. I suspected the worst, and the voice that came over the radio confirmed it.
Little speedster, slow down! You have run afoul of the dread space highwayman Pinocchio. Prepare to be boarded.
Oh no, not now. I'm on a mission of mercy. I can't be delayed.
Your cries for mercy fall upon deaf ears. I'm coming aboard and taking all the booty you have.
But I don't have anything. I gave away my last seats just to get this ship.
Well, I'm coming anyway. It's been a slow day.
Fine, fine, whatever. Board away. But while the Dread Space Highwayman was navigating his dread vessel toward me, I took advantage of what Mr. Gerbil had told me about the speedster and gunned away from 0 to 400,000 in less than 2 seconds.
Hey! Hey! Come back here!
Sorry, another time. But before I disappeared out of range, Pinocchio got a couple of shots off at me, and one of them struck the hull and fried some of the control relays. Never mind, I was still on course to Penguin Land. Meanwhile, things were getting rough for Alan and the others as well.
This is ludicrous. Whose idea was it to mine for ice underground on a frozen planet? Dragging rocks up from tunnels, letting the water melt, collecting it, and freezing it again? Even the most primitive advanced robots would know there is an easier way. Mining supervision again. So depressing.
Hey, Rocco. There's, someone here to see you. It's Lucinda.
Aw, not again. You better go get Vittorio.
Gee, Lucinda, when you said let's see what we can do, I didn't think you meant walking right up to the penguins who are after my friends.
Of course, what else? I've always pontificated that the most effective solution to any conundrum is also the most non-circuitous one.
Sorry?
Go straight to the top, as they say. Or, in this case, the middle. Rocco, there you are. Where's Vittorio?
You better clear out, Lucinda. The chief isn't going to want to talk to you.
Oh, nonsense, Rocco. That old blowhard will see me. Ah, speak of the walrus.
Ah, Lucinda. Always a pleasure. But this is, it's not the ideal time for us to be, conversing, if you know what it is that I am saying.
Nonsense, darling. This is a lovely time. We can have a chat and then enjoy delicious crumpets while we listen to your friends playing the grand piano.
Kid Kamala, how did you get here?
It's a bit confusing to explain, actually. Are you guys okay?
Mostly, but those tunnels are depressing. What's that in your paw?
It's a radio I got from Lucinda, the posh penguin over there, but I haven't been able to get it to work yet.
Here, let me see it.
Now look, Vittorio, this whole gang leader boss penguin thing has gone far enough. It's all very good for you boys to be having your fun and games, but threatening these young visitors here...
Lucinda, I will thank you to remember that you are allowed to stay in my territory as a courtesy. A way to say thank you for continuing to supply me and the boys with those little fish finger sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Those are delicious.
It does not give you permission to be barging into my official affairs and telling me how to dictate policy.
Vittorio Bellocchio Vitti,
I have known you since you were knee-high to a crayfish, so don't get uppity with me.
Things are changing around here, Lucinda. I'm expanding my territory. The other chiefs are recognizing my charisma and leadership qualities, so you had better stay on my good side.
Don't you speak to me like that. I see you for what you really are, Vittorio. A little penguin chick with delusions of grandeur.
That is it, Lucinda. You have crossed the line. You leave me no choice. You and your kitteny friend can join the others in the ice mines.
What? Well, I never...
Sorry, Alan. I guess I flopped at finding help.
Never mind, Kitten Kamala. There's still hope.
And soon, as I did my best to navigate the old speedster towards Penguinland, I was very surprised by a voice emerging from my radio.
Hello out there. Is anyone there?
Alan, is that you? It's me, Darby.
Darby? Wow, I didn't expect to hear from you. Where are you?
I'm in a speedster, not far from your world. What's going on?
I managed to fix up an old radio that Kitten Kamala found. We're being held prisoner by a bunch of ruffian penguins. Our ship is damaged and we need help.
Well, help is on the way. I'm about 2 minutes from your position.
All right, then. We've got to time this right. Okay, keep this line open and follow my lead.
And after a quick conference, Alan put the next phase of his plan into action.
Rocco, I am going back to inspecting Snowball production. I hope I can count on you and your brothers to keep these workers in line.
No problem. You got it. Whew. Hey, what are you doing? Get back to work.
I'm sorry, Rocco, is it? My friends and I have had enough of this game.
Excuse me, little bunny. You looking for trouble?
I'm looking to avoid it, Rocco. For you. Listen, you've hitched your chariot to Vittorio, but trust me, his days as chief of this territory are numbered. My gang is moving in.
Your gang?
That's right. The Hannah Joe gang. We got the muscle, the firepower, and the ambition. But we need some local characters to help us get the lay of this land. And I promise you, you're going to get a lot more respect with us than you are with Vittorio.
How do I know you're not just talking nonsense out of your long floppy ear?
Yes, Alan. How does he know?
I'll show you. Vittorio's steam bath is empty now, right? Well, all right. Go ahead, Darby. Make your move.
Darby?
Hey, where'd you get that radio?
I'm on it, Alan. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
The weapons aren't working, and I'm having trouble slowing down.
What?
Well, I ran into a spot of bother on the way here, and now I'm dealing with the consequences.
So far, I am not impressed.
Just give me a second. Come on, Darby.
Weapons are offline, but I have another idea. See you in a minute.
Okay, that's it. Back to work. Maybe it's time to get yous a bit more incentive. Okay, boys, bring in the pointed sticks.
Kitten Kamala, what is that coming from the sky?
It's a ship! Some sort of space speedster!
And it's heading right for the steam bath!
Holy ravioli! That missile thing just smashed Vittorio's steam bath into smithereens!
And that, Rocco, is firepower. So what do you think? Impressive enough? Shall I order them to target your barracks next?
What is the meaning of this? What happened to my steam bath? Rocco, what's going on?
What's going on, Vittorio, is that we are sending you back to the nursery.
You gave Vittorio the fish slap of shame.
Well, he deserved it, if ever anyone did.
You, that's it. You crossed the line, Lucinda. Rocco, Lucino, take care of this broad. Feed her to the walruses.
Sorry, Vittorio, but things are different now. Me and the boys, we're running with the
Hannah Joe gang.
The Hannah Joe gang. That's it. Take them away, boys.
No, you can't do this. Unflip on me, you ingrates.
Yeah. Keep it moving, Slowpoke.
My dear rabbit, that was quite the maneuver. Is this Hannah Joe gang really as impressive as all that?
Sort of. Kitten Kamala, F-23, quick, let's run or hop to that crashed ship. We've got to find out if Darby is okay.
It's all right, Alan. I'm here. I parachuted to safety just in time. What about you guys?
Halt, you small quadruped rodent. We have had enough trouble for one day.
It's all right, F-23. This is Darby. He's an old friend. Darby, this is F-23, the robot rabbit with no ears and no tail, and Goldie, the animated stuffed cat from a little girl's dream. And this is,
This is Lucinda, the posh penguin.
Enchanted to make your acquaintance, Mr. Darby. Welcome to Penguinland, as inhospitable as it is.
But Darby, I don't understand. How did you get here?
Well, it's a long story. It sounds like we've both had some amazing adventures. I can't wait to hear all about them. I'm only sorry I haven't been able to bring more help for you guys. I think the ship I came in is pretty cracked up.
Well, that's okay. Without those penguins hassling us, we should be able to make some repairs. Then we can get on with tracking down Hannah Jo. She's been held prisoner by the fox.
Not the fox.
That's right, the fox.
And after I had finished reeling from that terrible revelation, we got to work repairing Hannah Jo's new ship, the Johanna. Meanwhile, I lent my diplomatic experience to getting the situation on Penguinland sorted, at least temporarily.
Well, that looks like it. The Johanna should be flyable again.
I even found enough pieces of machinery to repair one of my ears. And a bit more besides, should I replace my other ear or my tail?
Sounds like a question between symmetry and style. And frankly, I think symmetry's overrated.
Well, guys, I've got Rocco and his brother running things in this area according to at least some basic principles of fair play and decency. But I don't know how long it'll last.
Maybe I should stay and keep an eye on things rather than go with you.
No, actually, I think you're probably safer with us. If it goes crazy here again, you could be a bit of a target. But how are we going to find Hannah Jo?
I don't know. We'll have to try to find some traces of the fox's ship. Really, there should be someone we could call for help with things like this.
I know. I was thinking the same thing when my ship was nearly run off the space lane by a crazy flying saucer.
A flying saucer? The fox's ship was a flying saucer.
Well, there are lots of flying saucers around.
But this one was flying like a lunatic, and there was someone calling for help. A girl, but I didn't recognize her voice.
But Hannah Jo's voice has changed since you last saw her. You might not have recognized it.
And before you ask, it's another long story. But can you remember anything about where that ship was going?
Not really. Just that overall she was going the opposite way as me. But she did try to relay her ship's lock ID. It was something like 1650, 01, I think.
It's a start. That's right, everyone in. Let's get the ship going and let's go find Hannah Jo.
And meanwhile, unbeknownst to us all, our friend Hannah Jo was being led through a labyrinth of corridors on another unknown world.
Well, it's good to be able to stretch my legs. That was a long journey. Too bad your ship wasn't working a bit better, eh, Fox Droid?
Input understood, but sneered at. Your petty attempts at sabotage will not discourage my master from achieving his destiny, Hannah Jo.
Destiny, schmestiny, Fox Droid. His destiny is to be defeated, I assure you, like always. Now, where are we? What world is this? And where did your master scurry off to after we landed?
Input ignored. My master will answer your questions himself, oh despised enemy. Through this door.
And what's through here?
Pretty impressive throne room, isn't it, Hannah Jo? Welcome to the heart and soul of Foxland.
I see. Your homeland, is it, Foxy? Where you think up all your wicked deeds?
More or less, yes. And you ought to be one of the privileged few to come into the presence of our great sovereign leader. Hannah Jo, cringe before the one, the only, the mighty king of Foxland.
Moo!
Oh, a cow. The king of Foxland is a cow? How does that work?
It's a long story. For now, rest assured that you are in a very, very large amount of danger. Ha 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 ha! Very, very large! Ha 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 ha! Very large amount of danger!
If you say so. All right, King Cow of Foxland. My name is Hannah Jo, and I have words to share with you.
This has been the Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 8, starring Ben McClure, Anis Erickson, Rod Lobaugh, Jessica Erickson, Alyssa McClure, Chris Adams, Johanna McClure, Joshua Lohmeyer, and Laurel McClure, with Nadine Reamer and Dave Field. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
Oh, sure, just stuff me into a bag!